Hello and welcome. My name is Moses. I want to share with you one of the hotly contested, hotly debated topics of our modern day Christianity. In our Christian life, this is one of the hotly contested debates. They say that once saved, always saved. Is it real? My point is, what is once saved? Always saved. Once saved, always saved depends with the kind of person who saved you and what you have been saved from. Some have been saved from death. Some have been saved from alcoholic substances. Some have been saved from their wives, from their women, from so many things, from so many other things. But what were you saved from? So when you're talking in Christian perspective, there's these people who are preaching, they call themselves grace ambassadors. They're teaching grace that, you know, grace is sufficient for us, and that even if you die in sin, the Lord God can't rub your name out of the book of life. But I want to Let me speak upon one thing here. Jesus says that my sheep hears my voice. This is John chapter 10, verse 27, 28, and 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. So I think the once saved, always saved is an outdated point of view, because when someone tells you that even if you have been saved, no one can snatch salvation from you. Yes, even Jesus said that no one can snatch you, or can snatch me, or can snatch the so-called Christians from Jesus' hands, or no one can snatch us from the hand of God Father, who is greater than all. That is good. But my question is, if you've been truly saved, why are you still committing sin? Are you still indulging yourself in the fleshly desires? Actually, when you read the book of Romans, chapter number 6, yes, Romans chapter number 6, verse 1 and 2. The Bible talks about dead to sin. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, dead to sin, alive to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live in it any longer? We cannot live in a sinful acts any longer if you've been died to sin. When you go to book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul says something very important over here. Paul is talking about being crucified by Jesus. He's saying that, verse 20, in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I beg your pardon. Paul says very well that I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And that the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes from the law, then Christ died in vain. In other words, if righteousness came from the law, then Christ died in vain. So, when you emphasize all these verses and chapters, we have to come to conclusion of one thing. The Bible says very well that we who died to sin, how can we live in it any longer? There's a great servant of God from the United States of America. His name is Pastor Stephen Furtick. He said, and I quote, that you cannot serve a living God if you are still living. I mean, you can only serve a living God if you are dead. How are we died? How do we die? Paul says very well that I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer me who I live, but Christ lives in me. In other words, you can only serve a living God if your self is dead, but Christ lives in you. In other words, you can only serve a living God if the living Christ lives in you, not you living in your body. Your behaviors are still alive. Your mentality is still alive. Your mindset is still alive. The same Bible tells us very well in the book of Romans. when you read the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, see that dear brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says that, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world's pattern, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, we have the obligation to live a righteous life. We have an obligation to live a sinless life. I'm not saying that when you become a Christian, you become sinless. But what I'm saying is that when you become a Christian, you sin less and you hate it. In other words, you don't dwell in sin, but you might fall in sin. Falling in sin and dwelling in sin are two different things. So when someone comes and tells you that once saved, always saved, when you read the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse 23, I'm sorry for quoting so many verses. Chapter 32, verse 33 says, God tells Moses that, and the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. The Lord tells us categorically that he who will sin against him, he will blot him out of God's book or out of his book. So you might tell me very well, or you might argue that this was the laws of the Old Testament. But Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 that I did not come to abolish the law, but I came to fulfill them. So it's not a matter of the law being not followed. Remember, when the law came at the foot of Mount Sinai, 3,000 people perished at the same day when the law was introduced. When grace came aftermath of the day of Pentecost, Peter stood and preached, and 3,000 people got saved. So the law came to kill and to condemn, but grace came to give life. So we are not living by this grace so that we may continue indulge ourselves in sinful nature. We need to continue indulging the flesh and enjoying sinful behaviors and acts. No, we ought to live a sinless life. In other words, we ought to live at the right point with God, the right way with God. That is called righteousness. And remember, righteousness does not come from the law. Righteousness comes from grace. Remember the book of Psalms chapter 23 verse 3, the Bible says that he leads us unto the ways of righteousness for his name's sake. Because of the name of the Lord, he tries to lead into his righteousness. Because of his name's sake, He leads you into the ways of righteousness because of his name's sake. So if you have been called upon by the Lord, if you are a servant of God, if you are a Christian, please do not let all those preachers that are all over there trying to tell you that, you know what, you have been saved, God doesn't have ability. God does not have the rubber to rub your name after the book of life. We read the book of Exodus. God says very well that I will blot the name of those who sin against me out of my book. So remember, it is not a matter of being blotted out of the book of God. It is a matter of death and life. It is not only the death of life of this age, but it's an eternal issue. It's an same everything to do with eternal significance upon your life and upon the life that we shall live after this life that we are living right now. So remember, my brother, my sister, wherever you are, that our God enables us. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says that I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. So it's not a matter of we are struggling to do one thing or another. No, according to your own ability, according to your own mindset, according to your own ways of doing things, you cannot do it. But we remember that, surrender to God and tell God that, God, without you can do nothing. God will strengthen you. God will equip you. God will give you everything, all the necessities available, abundance from him, so that you may live a righteous life. You can live a righteous life because it's not you who are leading yourself, who are trying to live a righteous life, but it's God leading you to live a righteous life so that his name, his name may not be insulted, his name may not be blasphemed as a result of the kind of a life or the kind of behavior you're trying to portray outside there. So what I'm trying to beg you, my brother, my sister, that we can live a righteous life. We can live a life that pleases God Almighty. The Bible tells us very well that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The Bible says that again in the book of John chapter 15 verse 7, that if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask anything that you want and shall be given to you. But people use this word very, very badly, that if I remain in Christ and his word remains in me, I can ask whatever I want and it shall be given to me. Remember, if you are remaining in Christ, one thing is not only being in Christ, but remaining in Christ. Other people have been in Christ, but they no longer remain in Christ. They are in Christ, but they went to the world and remained in the world. They call themselves Christians, and they are no longer Christians. They went back to the world and remained in the world. So the Bible says that not only I want you to be in Christ, but I want you to remain in Christ, remain in me, and not only that, after remaining in me, let my words remain in you. And if my words remain in you, ask anything that you want and it shall be done to you. So whatever you want shall be conformed according to the word of God that lives and remains in you. Whatever shall come out of your mouth, it's according to the word of God that resides in your heart. David said in the book of Psalms chapter 119 verse 11 that I've hidden your word in my mind, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, there's something that you can keep. It's easily for someone to go out, to go in and pick it. If you're outside and tell your son or your daughter or maybe someone else that you can go, or can you go inside there on top of the table and bring me my phone? It's very easily because you have kept it there, and it's very easily for someone to go and pick it and bring it to you, or maybe take it away. But when you have hidden something, it is not easy for anyone to locate it where you have hidden it. It's only you. It's the secret that only you knows all about it. So the Bible doesn't just tell us to keep the word of God in our heart, but the Bible tells us to hide it in our heart. So whatever is hidden, it is inside there, and it has everything to do with confidentiality. So my brother, my sister, let the word of God remain in our heart. Let the word of God be hidden in our heart, so that everything that comes out of our mouth is as a result of the word of God that lives in us and dwells in us. David said that I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So I can tell you this evening, a time like this, wherever you are hearing me from, just remain in Christ Jesus. And don't fear that, how can I live a righteous life? How can I live a life that is just? No, it is not a matter of you trying to sustain your salvation. It is God Almighty who will do it for you. Just surrender to Him. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter... Jesus tells us very well in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 that come unto me those who are weary and heavily burdened, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So it's a matter of surrendering to God Almighty and tell God that, God, I've been living this life for so long. Maybe I've been called a Christian, I've been living a life that doesn't please you, that doesn't portray a Christianity in me. Lord, enable me and sustain me and enable me to live a righteous life with you, Christ Jesus. It's a matter of being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing and saying the right words with the right people. That is what God calls us to do, and that is what we can do for the glory and honor of the God Almighty. May God bless you so much. My name is Moses Omondi. Follow me on my Facebook page on Moses Luande, and also if you can, maybe if you want to, spiritual mentorship, you can call me or you can WhatsApp me on 07-4115-9925. May God bless you so much. Till we meet again in my next podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much. Shalom.